You there, Patrick?
Yeah, it looks like that call must have got dropped.
Yep. So anyway, the negative is, though, is that when they did something with one of the banks, and I don't know which one it was because they didn't tell me, is that they, about 4 to 5 years ago, they had a real estate loan on a rental property.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get into the semantics because I don't want to listen to the whole story, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically, they had to give up the house, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so they short-sold the house and on that. And so they say that all the banks have turned them down for that line of credit to get it because of that situation. But the rest of their credit's excellent, and they have very, you know, they have some automobiles and things like that, but they don't have a lot of debt, per se, as far as anything on the books that way. Is that something that you guys...
Yeah,
realistic or
yeah, for sure. And you know, the good thing about us with that too is, you know, the working capital is similar to a line of credit. You know, better in a lot of ways too. Ours is unsecured, so with that too, we don't have any collateral with that, so nothing's going to get pulled. You know, it's unsecured cash, so you know, we're going to let the businesses use it how they you know, see fit for their business. And then you know, we don't have any collateral like the house with you know, the customers you just mentioned. What kind of business do they run, though? And then are they like the 50-50 owners, the husband and wife?
Actually, I think she owns most of the business, and I think it's like they're, I thought he said 50-49 or something like that. Something like that.
Okay. What kind of business are they on to?
They're in printing business as well. We deal with a lot of printers, what we deal with, you know.
Okay.
They did about $3 million, 2.5 to $3 million last year.
Okay. All right. So then, do you manufacture the, you know, printing equipment for them down there? Or do you just sell yours?
Strictly what we do is we sell repossessed and end-of-lease equipment for banks is what we do, okay, or where a plant's closing. So that's what we do in the printing, converting, machine tool, and forklift industry, those three areas, okay?
Okay.
So our company gets them in from a lot of the larger banks, like Bank of America, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We'll bring them in, refurbish them, clean them, go through them. You know, sometimes sometimes they come in and we just sell them as is because some people don't want anything else into them, you know?
Right.
So it just depends on the piece of equipment, too.
Okay. Yeah, just kind of getting a feel for your business. But, yeah, I mean, definitely sounds like we could be able to do some business together in the future. Is a good email for you still HB at ALiquidy, or is it ALiquidy.com? Yeah.
Yeah, A-Liquidity Dev, yep, that's the best one, yep.
Perfect. After this phone call, I can just, you know, shoot you over some info about us and, you know, what it is we have to offer. And then, you know, if you have any clients or anybody that, you know, needs some extra financial help, you can just shoot them over to me. We can take care of them. I know we're local as well, but the other nice thing about us is we have a very high approval rate, and then our loan amount and percentage is, you know, much higher than nationwide banks. So, you know, we probably can help out a lot of the customers that do need help with you.
Now, do you guys charge a lot higher rate, too, as well?
It depends. Not so much. What we do is we actually base it off of sales. So, you know, credit is into play as well, but it's mainly off of sales. And what we do is we take about 10 to 15% and then unlock that as unsecured cash. So, you know, with that, the business that you just were mentioning to me, you said they did about $3 million. Was that correct, too?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, based off that, we'd roughly be able to do like 300K-ish. But you know, if it's equipment too, we could get however much equipment it is they needed. That was just for the working capital side. With the equipment though, it's, you know, it's limitless. Whatever, you know, however much equipment they needed, we could, you know, help them out that way.
I gotta grab this other call, but shoot me that email and then we'll go from there. I appreciate it very much, Patrick.
Yeah, give me a call if you ever need any help or anything like that, and I can shoot you an email.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.